football on off the ball?
I think there is one pretty obvious candidate staring them in the face domestically, and that is Jens Bertel Askew, the Motherwell manager, who has performed wonders with this Motherwell team.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we'll look ahead to tonight's rearranged League of Ireland Premier Division clash between Shamrock Rovers and Dundalk. We look back at yesterday's Premier League action, including one of our commentary games between Spurs and Arsenal. And we look ahead to tonight's clash between Everton and Manchester United. But first today, Shamrock Rovers take on Dundalk at Tallaght Stadium tonight. It was meant to be the opening game of the season for the Premier Division and First Division champions. Dundalk have drawn both games on their return to the top flight, first away to Derry City and then at home last Friday to Drogheda United. Last season's double winners Rovers finally got their season underway on Friday night and started it with a 2-0 win at home to St Pat's. The highly impressive Adam Brennan scored the second goal. He also set up the first for teenager Michael Noonan, who came off the bench in the second half. Now, Rovers have released a statement in response to an article published in yesterday's Sunday Times regarding Noonan. The club says they're not under investigation after reports over Noonan's collapsed €2 million move to Hoffenheim. The club clarified a complaint made to the English FA relates only to the player's agent, adding they are not the subject of investigation from any of the FA, FAI or FIFA. Rovers say they are cooperating with FIFA in reviewing two agency agreements and that their relationship with the player and his family remains extremely strong. Tonight's game at Tallaght Stadium kicks off at 8 o'clock. Ben Symes will be there for Off the Ball and he'll have live updates across the night and he'll have more on the football show from 9 o'clock. Now, Minister for Sport Patrick O'Donovan has paused all funding for AstroTurf pitches in the League of Ireland. It comes after the Oriel Park pitch was damaged by flares thrown onto the newly relayed artificial surface before last Friday's loud derby between Dundalk and Drogheda. He also hasn't ruled out the possibility of pushing for legislation to stamp out the presence of flares at League of Ireland games. A 12-year-old supporter was left shook after being struck by a flare thrown by Drogheda fans, one part of a series of incidents that marred the game, which ended in a 1-1 draw. Both clubs issued a joint statement yesterday condemning the incidents, and the clubs are due to meet on Tuesday to hold talks. Minister O'Donovan was at the game and described what happened as reckless endangerment. Franz Piero has signed for Galway United, subject to a work permit. The 26-year-old from Haiti had a spell with Athlone Town in 2023 and then moved to Drogheda a year later. He was part of their FAI Cup winning team in 2024. He could have his eye on a place in Haiti's World Cup squad. They're in a group with Scotland, Morocco and Brazil, and he could be in line to make his debut in Friday night's Connacht derby against Sligo Rovers at Éamon DC Park. Arsenal restored their 5-point lead at the top of the Premier League yesterday with a 4-1 win away to North London rivals Tottenham.
Oh, Paul Gyökeres in the edge of the area and he's fired it into the back of the net. Oh, what a screamer from Victor Gyökeres. And he goes out and does the goggles celebration in the corner of the pitch down to our left-hand side. It was a lovely, lovely shot from Victor Gyökeres, the Swede, right from the edge of the box, took a touch, hit it on the volley, and it was right beyond Guglielmo Vicario, who's going to pick that ball out of his net to restart the game as the Arsenal supporters then run over to the away supporters over on that far side of the pitch to celebrate. Just 47 minutes on the clock. Arsenal take the lead 2-1 against Tottenham.
Eberechi Eze and Victor Gyökeres both scored 2 each in the match, and boss Mikel Arteta says it was the perfect response after their draw with bottom side Wolves last week.
I feel very, very privileged to work with them every single day. I knew we were going to react. In football, you can win, draw, or lose. But the attitude that we showed today, the desire, the dominance, it was really impressive. So I'm really happy.
It was the first game in charge for new Spurs boss Igor Tudor. He says he's still confident they can turn things around with the club just 4 points above the relegation.
I believe these are good players with bad habits. It's all about that. They're good players. Nobody can tell me that they don't have quality. But we need to change. We need to change mental switch and have this mental sharpness to be in the game from the first to second minutes and also physicality to do this.
On yesterday's Sunday kickback, Brian Kerr joined Stephen Doyle and said the Arsenal performance was excellent.
It was an excellent performance by Arsenal today. They were dominant in midfield.
They were superb, I thought, in the attacking positions and the movement and their ability to find space, getting the ball, the hound spores in possession. And they were dominant at the back as well. I mean, so few chances for Spurs. You have to expect the players to fight in the derby match with Arsenal. And they did fight, but they were just exposed and not good enough. And they capitulated in the end, and it ends up 4-1. Is it harsh on them? I don't think so, because I think Arsenal made so many chances all through the game. But, you know, is there anything for him to manage to walk with? Of course there is. There is. You know, there's some good players there. There's some good players that aren't fit enough to play. Where they're going to play any part between now and the end of the season, it's hard to know.
If you want to hear that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed for free. Elsewhere, Alexis McAllister's late goal earned Liverpool a 1-0 win away to Nottingham Forest. The Argentine World Cup winner found the net in the 97th minute. And that win has taken the champions level on points at fourth place Chelsea and Manchester United in the Premier League. He says that they were far from their best.
Mixed feelings, to be honest. I love scoring and I love winning. So in that sense, yes, I think it's a really good day. But then on the other hand, I don't think we play very well. So there's plenty of things that we need to improve. But it's always nicer when you win.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot admits they were fortunate to take all 3 points.
If you score in the last minute, there's always an element of luck. But so many times this season, we've experienced the opposite. We've deserved more than we got. Today, I think a draw would have been a fairer result than a win for us.
Liverpool had an injury time goal ruled out by VAR before the technology approved McAllister's winner.
This football, a lot of times, is not fair. We need to accept the frustration is. But fantastic. The supporters, they were fantastic. And next game will be stronger.
Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner's denied insulting the club's fans after they held up a banner reading "Fans disrespected." Glasner finished during yesterday's 1-0 win over Wolves.
It's the way the fans can express their opinion, yeah, with banners, because otherwise they can't tell me. So, and it's completely fine that everybody can tell what he thinks, and I do the same. I tell what I think. Today there were a few boos and there was a banner, and that's completely fine. But I will always say what I will think. I never disrespected anyone.
Supporters have hit back at the Palace manager after he told them last week to stay humble. Glasner's immediate future continues to be questioned after he said he'll leave the club in the summer. Elsewhere yesterday, Sunderland were beaten 3-1 at home to Fulham. It's now 2 home defeats in a row for Sunderland, who had been unbeaten at the Stadium of Light before their loss to Liverpool. That result puts Fulham up to 10th place. Sunderland dropped to 12th.
Versus Shelton. No chance. 2-2. Kempers' second goal, and Shelton was left without a hope.
Mario Kempes, the star of Argentina's first World Cup triumph in 1978, scored a whopping 303 goals over the course of his career, which included spells at Valencia, Rosario Central, River Plate and Instituto. But what if his career had taken a different path and ended up at Spurs? Well, just years after helping his nation win their first World Cup, he nearly joined his fellow countrymen in Ozzy Ardiles and Ricky Villa at the North London club. But why didn't the deal get over the line? Well, in episode 4 of Richie McCormack's Sliding Doors, Richie explains why the transfer didn't come to fruition for one of the best strikers in the world of the 70s and 80s. Find this week's episode in your OTB Football podcast feed for free each and every Monday. You can also go back and listen to the other episodes in this series focusing on Michael Laudrup, Pelé and Ronaldo. Subscribe in your OTB Football podcast feed now.
Manchester United are back in Premier League action tonight, almost 2 weeks since their last outing. They're away to Everton, where they'll face former boss David Moyes. It's United's first trip to the Hill Dickinson Stadium, and boss Michael Carrick says he's expecting a tough test.
It's a new challenge for us, you know. It's one we're looking forward to. I think it's one where we've had a lot of time to kind of to look forward to it. So yeah, it's going to take a lot. I think it's going away to Everton. I know it's a new stadium, but historically it's always been tough.
Everton boss David Moyes has praised Michael Carrick for the way he's freshened things up at United in his unbeaten start. Moyes says Carrick, who played under him at Old Trafford, seems to suit management.
I was more impressed with the work he's done when he was at Middlesbrough. I think he's done a great job when he was at Middlesbrough, and you know, his team has played good stuff, and I thought he'd done very well there. So he's gone into the job and looks as if he's doing it in a calm manner and going about the job very well.
It was a damaging day yesterday for both Glasgow clubs in the Scottish Premiership title race. Champion Celtic are 6 points behind leaders Hearts after a 2-1 loss at home to Hibs. Boss Martin O'Neill says his team didn't deserve to lose.
It was naturally a disappointing result, but in terms of performance, I thought we played some fantastic football in the first half. We probably should have been in front, but we rely on a goal a couple of minutes before half-time to equalise, and we just couldn't turn it into another goal.
Rangers also dropped points in the title race. They were held to a 2-2 draw away to bottom side Livingston. They came from 2-0 down and were denied a late penalty in second half injury time. Boss Danny Rowles says it was a frustrating afternoon.
After 8 minutes we have to post, could be the 1-0, but it's all about if. At the end, I think big respect that we try to get the point, but of course we are disappointed. But I want to say big respect and big thank you to our supporters. They were unbelievable today, I think, over the 90 minutes.
Holders Chelsea edged past Manchester United 2-1 after extra time to advance to the quarterfinals of the Women's FA Cup. 14-time winners Arsenal beat Bristol City 3-0. Manchester City, the league leaders, are also into the next round after a 4-0 win over Sheffield United. Brighton won 2-1 against West Ham, and Liverpool beat Merseyside rivals Everton 2-1 in another all-WSL tie. Sheffield Wednesday have become the first team in English Football League history to be relegated in February after a 2-1 loss to Sheffield United in the derby. The Championship strugglers were deducted 12 points for going into administration and 6 for breaches of payment obligations this season. Patrick Bamford was among the scorers for the home team at Bramall Lane. The Blades are 14th, but just 6 points off the playoffs. And it's been reported English midfielder Ruben Loftus-Cheek may have broken his jaw after suffering a serious injury over the weekend. He was carried off in a stretcher and in a neck brace during AC Milan's 1-0 loss to Parma. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.